Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that we're on the air. Amen. We just want to thank all of our listeners for being a part of the service today. We also want to thank all of our new listeners for being with us today, and we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday. We hope and pray that you will connect to this ministry and stay connected to this ministry. We here at Voice of Truth do hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends. Amen. Just another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are truly blessed to be here today. At this time, I will open up the prayer line. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. We do ask that you do not give your name, that you only give your prayer request and the location in which you are calling from, because we like to know what part of the world we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're sharing the word of God all around the world. One word from the Lord. We are just so thankful for his holy word. Amen. We are preaching the gospel of Christ to the nations. So we are just so glad to be here today. You know, it's a blessing to be here today. God has kept us and brought us from a mighty long way. Many didn't make it to the day, but we're still here. So that is a reason to thank the Lord. That is a reason to give God all. And I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. I don't know about you, but we all need somebody praying for us. Amen. So don't be ashamed to ask for prayer when you need prayer. Amen. Because God got people there that will pray for you and can get a prayer up so you can get healed, delivered, and set free. So we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. I don't see anybody with the hand raised, so we're just going to keep it moving. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise and all honor and all glory. You are worthy of our praise and worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to see this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you have kept us, that you have provided for us, that you have met the needs of your people, O God. We thank you. We give you all praise and honor and glory because you are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you that your God is able to do all things but fail us, O God. Father God, we just thank you for your word that is coming forth, O God. And let it do, God, just what you intended for it to do, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, God, to meet every need of every person under the sound of my voice, whatever that need may be, O God. You know that their need, O God. And we pray, God, that you will answer their prayers, O God, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have mercy upon your people, O God, and preserve your people, O God, and they're going in and coming out, God. Let them stay focused and let them realize, God, that you're always with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God. That you are the God of Israel, that thou art a God that's able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, O God. We pray right now, God, that they will seek you in prayer and draw nigh and closer unto thee, O God, in these last and evil days. Lord, we pray that they will stand firm and stand strong in their faith, not wavering in their faith, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are going through some things, O God. And I pray, God, that they will know that you're able to bring them through whatever they may be going through at this very moment, God. We pray for healing and deliverance in the lives of your people all around the world, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will open up the floodgates of heaven upon thy people, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pour them down blessings that they don't have room enough to store. O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are weak. We pray that you will strengthen. We pray for those who are sad. O God, we pray for joy. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you will meet their need, O God. Those who have lost loved ones, O God, we pray for your comfort and your peace. We pray that you will let your peace rule within your people, O God. Let it be peace within the people of God, within their hearts and their minds, O God. Even now, Lord, your peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Give them a peace so that they can rest, O God, at night, O God. Let them not worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. There's no need for you to worry because God knows your very need. Just seek the Lord in prayer. He said anything that we need, he already got it. He said if we seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto us, we don't need to worry about a thing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Trust God to make a way. Trust him with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. Trust him. Put your confidence in him, and everything will be all right because he is a way-making God, and he will make a way out of no way for you. He's already done made a way. You just got to trust him and know that he's able, know that he can, and know that he will. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for meeting the needs of your people and their homes and their ministry and their finances, oh God. We pray for those who are going through financial issues, oh God. Let them know, God, that you're able to pay every bill in the house. You're able to pay their grocery bill, their electric bill. You're able to pay their car payment, oh God, because all money belongs to you, oh God. We just thank you right now that their need has been met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what that need is, Lord, and we thank you right now for meeting the needs of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let not their heart be troubled, God. Your word tells us, let not our heart be troubled. Those that believe in Jesus, let not your heart be troubled because God will make a way out of no way for you. You just got to believe. You just got to trust and have confidence in him to do what he said he can do. He's a God that he cannot lie. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God. Those that need healing, God, we pray for your healing virtue, oh God, to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover their homes, the believers all around the world under the blood of Jesus. Let nothing by no means harm them, God. We ask you to order their footsteps even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to guide them in the direction that you have them to go. You, Father, by your Spirit, for your word declares the footstep of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And we ask you to order their footsteps right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that thou art their helper, O God. Thou art their helper. You are their present help. Let them not look at their circumstances, whatever they're going through. Let them not be focused on that, but let them stay focused on the author and the finisher of their faith, Jesus. Let them keep their eyes on Jesus. Let them stay focused. Let them stay focused. Don't let them get off focus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know, Lord, there's so much going on in the world today to take your mind and focus off of Jesus. But keep your mind stayed on Jesus, and everything will be all right. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for souls. Lord, we pray that you will save souls all around the world, oh God, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the great revival that is coming forth in the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Get ready the people of the ones that will go out into the highways and byways, oh God, preaching the word of God to bring souls in the kingdom of God. We thank you right now, God, that is already done. In Jesus' name, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. And it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The message today will come from Psalms 136. Psalm 136. And the word of God reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercies endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercies endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercies endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercies endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercies endures forever. To him that maketh great light, for his mercies endures forever. The sun to rule by day endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercies endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercies endures forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever. And maketh Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercies endures forever. And slew famous king, for his mercies endure forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercies endures forever. And giveth their land for an inheritance, for his mercies endure forever. Even an inheritance unto Israel, his servant, for his mercies endures forever. Who redeemed us in our lowest state, for his mercy endures forever. And have redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures. Amen, amen. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercies endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. The title of the message today is Give Thanks for God's Mercy. Great is God's mercy toward his people. In this song, it talks about the wonders of God, the acts of God, and the creation of God. It tells us about how he created the earth. It talks about how he stretched out the earth above the water, and how he made the great light, and how he made the sun to rule by the day, and the moon and the stars to rule by night. It was in the beginning. Creation. His work is great, and his mercy is great for us. Mercy is God's divine goodness towards us. We serve a merciful God, a mighty God, a powerful God, a God full of compassion, a gracious God, a loving God who is slow to anger, and he is full of abundance of truth, kindness, and righteousness. He is the creator of the universe. He's our God. And we have to give thanks to our God for his grace and his mercy, for all the things that he has done. We have to give him thanks because he's the God of all God, the Almighty God. He's the Alpha and Omega God. He is the God of great mercy. And he's a God that forgives. He's a God that heals. He's a God to deliver. So we ought to give him thanks for his mercy. This song is like a song of praise for the mercies of God, as it talks about how God smote the Egyptians in Egypt, and how the firstborn was, life was taken in Egypt because God had mercy upon his people in the land of Egypt. He was a merciful God towards the people. This psalm tells us about a lot about what happened in the day of Moses, when Moses went into the land of Egypt. And you can go back in Exodus and you can read about Moses and the deliverance of God's people and how long the people of God had been in bondage and all the plagues. The firstborn was, that was the plague, and actually it was the last plague that God performed. It was one of his acts. It was one of his miracles. It was a wonder. It was a miracle that took place, the plagues, as someone would say. But it was the last plague that the firstborn died of all the enemies of God in the land of Egypt and against those that were against the people of God in the land of Egypt. And God shows mercy to his today. And God is about to do some things. So we got to get ready for God's great, great mercy and his great, great acts that he's about to do in the land for the people of God today. He is not just the God of the children of Israel. He's just not the God of Moses, but he is a God for all of his people, for you and I. He's our God. If we serve the true and the little, if we serve the true and the living God, God is our God of miracles. He's a God of our wonders. He's a God of great acts. And we have to give him thanks, even though we may not, cannot see all the things that God is about to do in the believer's life today, in this day and time, because he's the same God that he was in the day of Moses. He's the same God. And this song, as they praise him and talk about all the wonderful things and how he brought the people out of Egypt, they were giving thanks. We got to give God thanks for his mercies, that he protects us, that he provides, and he keeps us. You know, his mercy is his compassion towards us. His mercies are the blessings of divine favor that we receive from God. We don't receive any punishments or but we receive his mercy. He protects us. He keeps us. He loves us. He hears us. He makes way out of no way for us because he's our God. So we ought to give thanks to God for his mercy towards us. You know, when we woke up this morning, that was a new mercy. When he woke us up this morning and started us on our way, that was a mercy of God because he allowed us to wake up in our right mind and have what we need. That's mercy. He don't give us what we deserve, but he's a forgiving and a loving and a faithful God. His mercies are new every day. We see his mercy every single day. We see the mercies of God. His mercy never fails his people. The word of God said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his mercy faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy mercy. I think they have a song that said, great is thy mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me. See, God's mercy is great towards you and me. His loving kindness he shows towards us every day. You know, some of the things that come against us, God's mercy says no. We are to give God thanks every day for even the little thing. And everything through Christ Jesus our Lord and to our God, we ought to be giving God thanks for his mercy, because it is his mercy that keeps us. We do not get what we deserve. He keeps us. And his mercy endures forevermore. His mercy never changes. God's mercy we see every day. His loving kindness towards us. We get to give thanks unto the Lord, because he's a good God. He is good unto his, he's good to the just and the unjust. It rains on the just and the unjust. That's what the word says. But he's good to all of us. He feeds all of us. As the word said, he gives, we ought to give thanks unto God of the heavens. We ought to give thanks to him, because he gives food to all flesh. For his mercy endures forevermore. We ought to give him thanks for his mercy and his loving kindness towards us. God's love is his mercy. He keeps us every single day. Power, his goodness, his mercy, his love and kindness. You know, we ought to give him a praise every day. We ought to give him a praise right now and say, Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, I thank you that you kept me. Because we got to look back at all the stuff that's been going on in the world in these last, especially these last 2 years. We need to look back and see all the things that are going on in the world. And we need to say, Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, I thank you for your mercy that you kept me on the journey. Because in this song, it talks about how God brought the people of Israel out of the land of bondage. God has brought many of us out of our land of bondage. Just like he brought the Israelites, just as he brought Moses, sent Moses into the land as a prophet of God to bring the people out of the bondage that they had been in for 430 years. And God is still the same God. And for his mercy endures forevermore. So we ought to give him a praise and a thank you, Lord, because of his mercy, because he has kept us. That's why we ought to be saying, Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, I thank you that you kept me. I thank you for your mercies that are new every day. I thank you, Lord, that you're able to keep me. You don't kept me. I thank you for my journey. I thank you that you brought me over mountains and over hills. I thank you, Lord, for my journey. I thank you for your everlasting mercy. Our God is a good God. See, our God is not a God like the Muji gods that'll lead you into a place and leave you for you to fall. But our God is not like that. Our God is so good to us that he feed us, he clothes us, he make ways out of no way. He's a God that's able to do all things but fail us. We ought to give a praise to God for his mercy, because it could have been us. It could have been me. It should have been me. It was meant for me. It was meant for you, or whatever it was that was trying to come against it. But God said, his mercy said no. No weapon. His mercy said no. No weapon. It might have fallen, but he said no because of his mercy. His mercy said no. It kept us. His grace and his mercy said no. You know, just right here in the word, it talks about a lot about the children in Israel and their journey. And in our life, as we serve Christ, we got a journey. But God is with us, and his mercy is with us. He's with us, and his mercy endures forever. He ain't with us some of the time. He's with us all of the time, and he has a strong hand. He has a strong hand. He's a power and an almighty God. He's our God, for the Lord, your God, and my God is a God of all gods, the word tells us. It tells us in Deuteronomy 10:17, for the Lord your God is the God of God, and the Lord's our Lord, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which awardeth not a person, nor taketh award. He's our God. We got to trust him no matter what. We got to trust him because he's able to do what? To do all things but fail us. We got a God that we can depend on. We got a God that loves us. We got a God that is merciful. We got a God that is full of love and kindness towards us. We got a God that knows all things and sees all things. We got a God that's able to do just what he said he can do because he's that kind of God. I thank the Lord, a great and a mighty God, the word of God. And I want to read that again. So it says, for the Lord your God, our God, is God of all God, a Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not a person, nor taketh reward. A mighty God. A God that helps his people. A God of mercy that giveth unto his people, who giveth what we need, whether it be food, whether it be clothes on our back. A God that loves us. He should be our praise. He should be our praise, our God. We need to praise him for what he has done for each and every one of us because his mercy has endured all of us. And God is able to do things that we've never seen before. He's a God that's able to bless us beyond measure. He ought to be our praise. He is our God. Is he your God? Are you serving the true and the living God? If he's your God, his mercy endures towards you. And it never changes. He is thy praise. And he is thy God that have done for thee these great things, which you shall see. Because our God, mercy, endures forever. No matter what we're going through, his mercy endures forever. And as we read on in the scripture, it tells us that he divided the Red Sea. We got a powerful God that he opened up the Red Sea and he divided the sea. And the people of God went through, if you know the books of Exodus, and I want to encourage you to go back and read it in Exodus about Moses and the children of Israel. But God made a way for them. I mean, they could have been destroyed there, standing there at the Red Sea with no way to go, but his mercy was towards them. His compassion and his love and kindness was towards them. And he made a way for them. God's love and his mercy endures forever. The Lord our God is the living God, the ruler of the universe, the mighty God who provides, protects, and is almighty. And we have to trust in the Lord for his mercy and his love and kindness. He's our Savior. He's our God. He's our salvation. He's our light. He's our God. Oh, Lord, our God, have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness. And according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out our transgression. He's our salvation. He's the savior of our soul. His love, his mercy, his compassion is who he is. He is full of love and compassion for his people. Those who want it and need a savior, he is the God that can heal you, deliver you, set you free, save the soul. Because he's a God of mercy. Give God thanks for his mercy towards us. Let our mouth be filled with praises for God. And let us praise him and honor him and lift his name up and exalt his name up on high all the days of our life, because he is God. You know, in this song, it reminds us and tells us about the things that God has done for Israel, the Israelites. But God has done something for all of us on our journey, on our Christian journey. God has opened up many ways for us that we didn't know how we were going to make it, but because his mercy endures towards us forever, he made a way for us. His loving kindness toward us. We serve a God who is faithful, and his mercy endures forever. And this song reminds us of how God's love and mercy was towards Israel. God, never in the mercy, never, never, ever changes. You know, the time now is for us to draw unto God and thank him for who he is and what he has already done for us. And in our lives, he deserves all of our praises for his mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is a good God, and for his mercies endures forevermore. We ought to thank the Lord because he is who he is, and he's a mighty God, and his love never changes towards us. You know, when we read this word, the word of God here, and it tells us how he divided the Red Sea and how he made Israel to pass through the midst of it. You know, that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful God. Ain't no God like him in all the earth. There's no God like the true and the living God. He got all power in his hand. He overthrew and his host of his army in the Red Sea. He destroyed the enemies against those who was against the people of God. For his mercies endures forever. That was meant to destroy the people of God, the Israelites. But God's mercy said no. And they got to see God do mighty things and mighty acts on this journey. When God brought them out, God is about to bring us out. You know, our God mercy, it delivers us, pardon us. In other words, he forgave us of all our guilt and our shame of sin. And he forgives us of our sin. His mercy. His mercy protects us. His mercy provides for us. And we serve a God of strength. He feeds us physically, mentally, and spiritually. He feeds us spiritual food, which is his word. And he feeds us physical food. He redeems us. Verse 24 says, and he has redeemed us from our enemies. For his mercy endures forever. And the word of God tells us in Psalm 107 and 2, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. So we got to give him thanks and say so that, hey, God has redeemed me from the hands of my enemy. It is God that kept me. It is God that redeemed me. It was God that provided me. It was God that brought me out. It was him. I got to give him thanks. I got to give him thanks because he is the one that redeemed me. It is he that redeemed me from the hands of my enemies. He redeemed us from the hands of our enemies. He redeemed us from sin. He redeemed us. He redeemed us. We belong to him because his blood redeemed us. He redeemed us. So we got to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forevermore. Only the true and loving God is worthy of our praise and our worship. We got to give him praise because he got great mercy towards us. And every day, the word of God says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That's Psalm 145, 2 and 3. God's mercies are new every day. Every day he blessed us. And every day we ought to have a praise. Every day we ought to say thank you, Lord. Every day we ought to give him thanks. You know, we just had Thanksgiving. I wonder how many people said unto the Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the food on my table. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for everything that you have done for me. Thank you that I'm still here to see another Thanksgiving. I wonder how many people said thank you. Every day we need to thank the Lord for all he has done. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all of his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We got to bless him with a praise. We got to bless him for what he's done. We got to bless him and give him a thank you. We got to say, Lord, I thank you for my journey. I thank you for bringing me over. I thank you for bringing me over every mountain, every hill. I thank you, Lord, that you kept me. Lord, I thank you that your mercy endures forevermore. I thank you for your loving kindness towards me. We got to praise God every day. We got to praise him because he's worthy. Because his word, he's worthy to be praised. His mercies endure when it should have been us lost, but his mercy saved us. His mercies endure forever. We should have lost our mind up in here, but God kept us in our right mind. Why? Because his mercy endures forevermore. His mercies endure forevermore. We should have fallen, but he kept us because his mercies endure forevermore. His mercies endure every single day of our lives. His mercy endures forevermore. He's a God that leads us. He's a God that leads us in the places in our lives where it seems like we don't know what direction to go in. Just as he led the children of Israel in the wilderness, he leading his people today, for his mercies endure forever. Just like he smote the enemies of God, of the enemies of God, because they really, that's who they were. They were enemies against the people of God. So when you're against the people of God, you're against God. And so we got to be careful about that, because you'll be fighting God, and you will not win. The Bible says here that God slew the famous kings, and his mercies endure forevermore. And it talks about these two Amorite kings that God slew. And when he slew them, he took the land and gave it into the hand of children of Israel. We got to be reminded every day that God's mercies endure every day. His loving kindness towards us every day is his mercy. It's his mercy, his grace, and his mercy that keeps up. His mercy endures forevermore. He will never forsake us, you know. Others will forsake us. Even our mother and our father may forsake us. Our so-called friends, church folks, our lovers, or whatever you want to call them, your sugar mamas and your sugar daddies, people will forsake you, but God will never forsake you. For his mercies endure forevermore. He will keep you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, for his mercy will keep you. He's always with you. His mercies endure forevermore. So we got to trust in him to know that our God is able to keep us no matter what. Our God is able to keep us and show us the way. He is our God, and he's able to do just what he said and can do. What a mighty God that we serve. Our God, who created all things. Our God, a mighty God. And we thank God that he's able to keep us because his mercy are new every day. And we need to praise God for his mercy towards us. And we need not to be ashamed to tell somebody what God has done. And what God will do and what he's able to do. And let us praise God for his mercy for us. And they're new every day. Let us thank the Lord God Almighty for his mercy towards us. He is faithful. He shows mercy. And he has mercy on us every day. Our God is a good God. And he is a kind God. And he's a loving God. And his mercy never runs out. It's new every day. God is still merciful. God is still a loving God. God is still a God of compassion. Still a God of mighty work and power. All power belongs to the living God. He is still a God that is able to do all things for failure because his mercies endure forevermore. He's a God that is faithful. Great is his faithfulness. The God, our heavenly Father. His mercy, a new day. Day in and day out, morning and every morning, his mercies are new. We see his mercies every day. We ought to give him thanks because we see his mercies every day. On our journey, we see his mercy every day. So we ought to give him thanks every day, not sometimes, just not when things are going good, but we ought to give him thanks every day for his mercy, because his mercy endures forevermore. Great is God our Father. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And all that we need, he has provided. Great is our God, and great is our mercy, his mercy towards us. I tell you, who would want to serve a God like that? Even in our wrong, our God is merciful towards us. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a providing God. He's everything that we need is in him. He is the creator. We belong to God. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to him. He redeemed us by his blood. He redeemed us. So that's why to redeem, we need to say so. We need to give him praise. Don't be afraid to thank the Lord. Learn to thank him for every little thing. Just that, Lord, you know, sometimes we just take things that God gives us for granted. You know that? We need to be thanking the Lord for the little things. And that's a praise. When you said, Lord, I thank you for the gas in my car. Lord, I thank you that my light's on. Lord, I thank you I got food on my table. Lord, I thank you I got shoes on my feet. Lord, I thank you that you didn't let that car hit me that came over in my lane. I thank you, Lord, that you kept me among my enemies. I thank you, Lord, that you didn't let me fall from grace. Lord, I thank you that you kept me, that you put money in my account. I thank you when you sent an angel unaware to pay my bill. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards me. Lord, I thank you for my health and my strength. Lord, I thank you for my wife and my children. I thank you, Lord, for my home. I thank you, Lord, for this job. I thank you, Lord, for my journey. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, I thank you for my journey. And I think it's a song that goes something like that. Lord, I thank you for my journey because you brought me from a mighty long way. And God has brought us from a mighty long way. But his grace, his mercy, and his loving kindness towards us, his mercies are new every day. So I want to encourage you to start thanking the Lord for the little things. Thank him in the good times and the bad times, in the bitter and the sweet. Thank the Lord. Give the Lord some praise. And Lord, I thank you. It could have been me, but you kept me. It should have been me, but you kept me. Your mercy kept me. Your mercy said no. Your mercy said no. So we got to trust God, y'all. And know that God is able to do all things but fail us. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for his mercies endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercies endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercies endure forever. To him that by wisdom made the heaven and the earth, for his mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. To the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. To God be the glory. Give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy. Give thanks for God and all of his mercy. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, your loving kindness towards me. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for your mercy. We give you honor, we give you praise, oh God, for there's none like you in all the earth. We thank you, oh Lord, for our journey. We thank you for what you already done. We thank you, Lord, that you're able to keep us from falling. We thank you for redeeming us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us out, God. We thank you, Lord, that you did not allow our enemies to triumph over us. We thank you, Lord, that you feed us and you clothe us. We thank you that you give food to our flesh. We thank you, Lord, that you're a good God and a merciful God. We thank you right now, God, for your loving kindness towards us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just say thank you. We give you praise, oh God, and we give you glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness towards us and your mercies that are new every day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our journey. We thank you for bringing us over every hill and every mountain. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us in our right mind. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise and honor and glory. We say hallelujah to your holy name, for thou art a righteous and a faithful God, a gracious and a holy God, a God of beauty and of splendor. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Oh, what a mighty, mighty God that we serve. We got to thank him for our journey because he is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. If you don't know the living God, come today and give your life to Christ so that you can receive all the benefits of knowing the God of great mercy. And we want to encourage you today to do that. You know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And we want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, we want to encourage you to come and give your life to Christ today. We want you to know him as your Savior, as your Redeemer. We want you to know him as the God that will bring you through no matter what you're going through at this very moment in your life. We want to encourage you to come. And we thank God even now for the souls all over the nation. If you are not saved, we want to encourage you to say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you for coming and redeeming me by your blood. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe that he lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent of my sin with a godless thought, and I turn away from my wicked and evil ways. Lord, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. We thank God for you. I want to encourage you to hit me up on Facebook, Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth. They're on Facebook as well. You can message me there. Just click the message button there on the page, and it will send me a message, and I will get back with you. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that because we want you to receive everything that God has ordained for you to have before the foundation of the world. We want to encourage you to come. We want to encourage you to get your Bible, begin to read it, get the King James. Amen. And if you need another Bible, I would suggest the New Living Bible, study Bible, which is it's a good Bible for to help you to understand if you can't understand some of the stuff in the King James. I want to thank you again for giving your life to Christ. But I do want to encourage you to inbox me so that I can get with my leaders and say we can set up sessions with you so that we can get you discipleship. We want you to be able to experience the love of God. We want you to experience all the things that God has for you. We want you to be in that place with God. We want you to be ready when he comes. So hit me up there on Facebook as well. Amen. If you're a churchgoer or backslider, we want to encourage you just to say the prayer, Lord, save me. You know, many of us are on the church world, but we ain't truly saved. And I tell you, I know, because I used to be that person. I was just a churchgoer. My name was on the road. I've been on the road for many years, but I was not truly saved. So I want to encourage you to do that. And all of those who are backslidden, I want to encourage you to come back and rededicate your life to Christ. God says in the words, you never married to the backslider. So we want to encourage you to give your life to Christ, rededicate your life back to Christ today. You can hit me up on Facebook or, you know, you can contact my leaders as well, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. They're also on Facebook. We want to help you get there. Amen. We want to help you get there. Amen. Jesus came for all people. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. I want to encourage you to get connected to the Hour of Power. On Sunday, we have 2 hours of power. Amen. They call Pathetic Corner and Voice of Truth, the Hour of Power. You get 2 hours every Sunday. Prophet Martha is the host of Pathetic Corner. She's on the air live from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. Voice of Truth is on the air live from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. So we want to encourage you to get connected to the Hour Power, amen, and connect with us there on Facebook. You can connect with Prophetess Martha at Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams. You can connect with her there on Facebook. You can inbox the prophet there, amen, and she will get back with you. You can also contact me, as I said earlier, on Voice of Truth Facebook page. Just click the message button there, and you can leave a message there, amen, and I will get back with you. On Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. They're live on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Block Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to get connected to them. If you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need a leader, you need a covering for your ministry, you shouldn't be doing ministry by on your own. Mm-mm. That's not the right answer. You need to be under somebody leadership, and you need to be up under somebody covering. And so I want to encourage you to do that. If you would like to do that, you can inbox them there on Facebook. If you need marriage counseling, if you need just godly counsel, I want to encourage you to get connect with them there on Facebook. Amen. They are great counselors. Been married for 36 years. They can give you marriage counseling if you got problems in your marriage. Amen. I know a lot of people don't like to hear the word counseling, but if we can change the word to advice, because we do need godly counsel. We need godly counsel. The Bible tells us to get godly counsel when we are going through things. That's what our leaders are for. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get connected to the man and woman of God, and you can connect with them there on Facebook. You can also follow their ministries there on Facebook. You don't even have to send them a friend request. Just click the follow button, and you'll be following their ministry. Amen. You can also follow them there on Block Talk Radio. You just click the follow button up there at the top of the page, and you should be following their ministries. And we want to encourage you to do that. We also want to encourage you to become a WOW partner for offering a $25 or more. You can do that. If you want to do that, you can hit up any of us on Facebook, and we'll tell you how to do that. If you want to give a monthly offering, if you want to give a one-time offering, you can contact Pastor and Apostle, and they will tell you how to do that. Any of us can tell you how to do that. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that. Also, we want to encourage you to tune in on Saturday to Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's live and on the air on Saturday, One Word from the Lord. So we want to encourage you to do that. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Hard Reflection, you can repurchase that on Amazon.com or Goodread.com for $2.99. We want to thank you in advance for doing that. And we just thank God. And I think all of our announcements, and we're going to get ready to get up out of here. I'm going to go ahead and give a benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the seeming joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week. Be safe. Stay masked up. Trust God. Know that God is able to keep you. We'll meet you here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio with your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed. Have a great week in the name of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.